It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the Economic Hardship Reporting Project. The series is called Going for Broke, and each episode explores this central question: what could happen if we put care into how we dealt with housing or how we dealt with mental health crises or our workplaces? Join in with your experiences living on the edge of economic fragility, what you discovered, what pulled you through those tough times. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Going for Broke is a co-production of PRX's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and the Economic Hardship Reporting Project. Shannon Henry Kleiber is here, senior producer for To the Best of Our Knowledge, produced Going for Broke, hosted by Ray Suarez. Shannon, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. It's great to be here.
Well, can you explain what the care economy is? Because it's really a centerpiece of the series.
Sure. Yeah. I think that a lot of us think of care as being caregiving, maybe to our children, to our elderly parents, maybe. We have a lot of care that we put into our lives. And it's also in other areas in our society, in our lives. So we are asking this question, what if we put care into how we think about housing or how we think about treating mental illness or how we look at our work and our workplaces? So it's this idea of what if we look at the economy, not so much about profit, but in terms of care.
Profit in terms of care, because I'm thinking about how people about productivity and productivity in the workplace and being more productive means more money for a business usually. But also there, what I'm hearing is there's productivity at home and caring for other people. How does that translate into an economy and what the series is about, Going for Broke?
Yeah, so we have three episodes. So we're launching this weekend on November 5th, and then it'll be the next three weekends on public radio and podcast. And we have these guests, these wonderful, interesting guests who've had these experiences, and then some experts who have solutions. So for instance, we have Justin Garrett Moore on, who is who thinks that there should be a Department of Care in governments. So he is in New York City, and he has this concept that what if we put care into the way we build new housing, the way we build infrastructure, the way we look at the subway. And care really comes in terms of accessibility. It could come in terms of beauty. So housing for people who don't have a lot of money doesn't mean that it shouldn't be beautiful or useful or wonderful for them in some ways.
So the first episode, it examines housing and poverty, as you mentioned, poverty there and housing insecurity. And you spoke with Bobby Dempsey, this writer who experienced housing insecurity, grew up poor, moved more than 70 times as a child. Let's hear a bit of her experience.
One of the worst parts was that you never developed friendships. You never had a group of friends, which is hard enough when you're poor and have an unstable household. You can't invite friends over. But when you're moving around so much, you don't develop any kind of connections or friend groups. You have very little support system in that sense.
How much of a role is housing in the economic struggles that people face and their relationships?
It is such a cornerstone. And you just heard Bobby Dempsey, who moved 70 times when she was growing up. And she just, it's almost kind of like an Odysseus story. She just couldn't find her way home. And there's so many parts of your life that when you're experiencing homelessness change. And she was talking about her friendships. She talked about how it was really hard even to walk out of her school and remember which way to go because her family would move so many times. Mm. So she has an incredible personal story. And I would say that's something about this series is that we talk to so many people who have personal stories that we can all relate to and understand we're not so different from each other.
I wonder, how does housing insecurity and what Bobby experienced, how does that affect one's physical and mental health in their lifetime?
Exactly, Kate. So we really found in doing the series that it's so intertwined. So housing, mental health, your work, and education too. It's so, it just is like a domino effect, and it's very intertwined. And we talked with Alex Miller, who had experienced homelessness as a veteran, and then he lost his job, and just kind of how it all happened. And then he really had PTSD and mental illness struggles. And then he also, though, tells this beautiful story about trying to date while homeless and trying to have a relationship with someone. And it's just a really powerful story of, yes, someone's experiencing homelessness, and we really need to see them as a person, somebody who's looking for human interaction and someone who's a lot like us.
Well, let's hear a bit in the voice. Alex Miller describing how PTSD manifested for him when he couldn't get a job at the height of the 2008 recession.
I found myself just getting angry about everything. But then I started to stop feeling like I couldn't emote. I couldn't get happy anymore. I couldn't really feel sad. One at a time, these emotions would just go. And then I got to a point where I didn't care. You know, I could see somebody get murdered in front of me. I just didn't care. It was just gone.
It was just gone. That mental health piece, what experiences get minimized when people are labeled as homeless?
Right, exactly. And Alex Miller's story is, it just really brings us into what's happening. And I think this is something that we really wanted to do with this show. Alyssa Quart, who co-produces with me from the Economic Hardship Reporting Project, and Ray Suarez hosting. You don't always hear in economic stories the personal stories, the emotion. We really wanted to bring these voices to the listener.
Shannon Henry Kleiber, senior producer, to the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio, as we talk about this three-part series, Going for Broke. It's a collaboration with TT Book and the Economic Hardship Reporting Project. The series drops tomorrow. We'll air on TT Book and wherever you find your podcasts. Join in at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here as we talk about the Going for Broke series and the Economic Hardship Reporting Project that captures real-life stories about economic struggle in our time, as well as ideas for solutions. And we want to hit on those solutions. Join in on Living on the Edge, What You've Realized, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. The series is a co-production with To the Best of Our Knowledge at Wisconsin Public Radio, and Shannon Henry Kleiber is a senior producer for TT Book, worked on this three-part series and stays with us. Shannon, I was so excited that you have the voice of the late Barbara Ehrenreich as part of these episodes. Barbara, an author, political activist, wrote extensively about poverty, the nickel and dime book, Undercover in Low-Wage USA. Let's hear a bit from her.
There's a lot to say about the day-to-day, hour-by-hour interactions in the workplace and about how tired you are at the end of the day when you have yet another job to go to. I don't think enough people who are not of the PMC, the professional managerial class, understand how limited physical freedom you have in most workplaces.
How has Barbara influenced public opinion about labor, about poverty, about economic hardship?
Yeah, Barbara Ehrenreich is, to have her voice in this series is really powerful. She died while we were working on it, and she had founded the Economic Hardship Reporting Project, our partner on the series, and Alyssa Court, who worked on this with us, was really very close with her. And it was a really hard time because we had had her planned to be on the series and we were doing another interview and then she passed away. So obviously everything was very emotional and sad and surprising. But then we started listening to the recordings we had of her, and it was incredible to hear her voice. It was like she was talking to us and giving us advice from afar. So it was pretty powerful. So she was just a absolute rabble-rouser, feminist, activist, journalist, really kind of a legend. And she influenced a lot of workers and writers, especially. So for a lot of us who are journalists, she's somebody who we really read carefully and were inspired by. So yes. We just love having her on the show.
What were some of her big points she wanted to make? How did she influence what you were able to unearth in this reporting project?
Well, she talks a lot about what's known as the Own Voices movement. That's one of the things that she would talk about, that stories, and especially stories that cover poverty, economic hardship, should be written by people who have experienced them. So she really wanted to have this own voices, this own personal experience coming out in writing and in journalism. And she would encourage writers to use their own experiences in their writing. And, you know, that's really something we tried to do with this whole series, as we have, you know, you heard from Bobby Dempsey and Alex Miller. So they're telling their own stories. You hear their voices, and it's pretty powerful, I think, to hear these voices and to hear this lived experience.
There are so many conversations right now, as you know, going on around burnout, about fatigue that people are feeling in the pandemic, quiet quitting, dead-end jobs. So how can companies, our society, help workers be healthier, meet reasonable expectations, achieve fair wage, or whatever that looks like? What are some of those solutions?
Yeah, so the third part of the series, the third episode, is all about work. And one of the people I talked to for that episode is Rodrigo Toscano, who is a poet, and he's also a labor organizer. And he talks about not just the right to meaningful work, but the right to take time off from meaningful and well-paid work. So, you know, it's something that we think about, that your work, it's wonderful if it's meaningful and well-paid, but you also need time off too. And there are so many workers, especially, he really represents, he has a beautiful poem about linemen who get the telecommunications back up after hurricanes, and how they get swapped out, and how they really don't have autonomy. So I think autonomy and having really workers' rights is something that people have been talking about. Some of these could be through worker-owned cooperatives and unions, and organization like that is what he was talking about in the show.
I wonder, as you did these interviews, how much did the pandemic weave through them and expose to us some of these really sobering realities about poverty and healthcare and affordable housing and economic support? Was the pandemic a thread here?
I definitely think the pandemic was a thread. We have... Yeah, Charles Monroe Kane does this wonderful interview with Daniel Bergner about Daniel's brother, who has been diagnosed as bipolar, and what the pandemic meant during that period. Angela Garbez, who has written this wonderful book called Essential Labor about motherhood, talks about being a mom during the pandemic, and she has this wage calculator where she tries to figure out how much she would be paid if she actually was paid money for all the things she does as a mom. And it ended up being more than $300,000 or something like that. And she was saying, we'll never get to that. And the isolation, and I think especially when we talked about mental illness with people during the pandemic was something that kept coming up. So trying to figure out how to have healthy minds and healthy bodies.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the new season of the series Going for Broke with, to the best of our knowledge, senior producer Shannon Henry Kleiber. You can join in. Still time to talk about economic hardship, what you've taken away and learned. 800-642-1234. You also talked with the writer and author Maya Solovitz, who says, you know, wider social attitudes toward homelessness are perpetuated because inequality is corrosive to relationships. How does inequality affect relationships?
Yeah, Maya Solovitz is such an interesting thinker and writer. She has a book called Undoing Drugs, and it's about harm reduction. So the idea of having, as she calls, radical compassion with that. So I think of it as, you know, really looking at each other in this, as we talk about this care economy, and not being so much out for ourselves as individuals, but her philosophy really is making something better for the people around us. And she herself had been addicted to drugs as a young woman and has some of these philosophies that come from those time periods.
Shannon, thank you for sharing this reporting project with us.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Shannon Henry Kleiber is a senior producer for TT Book, To the Best of Our Knowledge. Going for Broke is a co-production of TT Books and the Economic Hardship Reporting Project. We have a link to the Going for Broke series, launches tomorrow at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.